The Peasants' Revolt of 1381 is renowned for the meeting of Richard II and Wat Tyler at Smithfield, where a common man dared to make demands to a king of England. The revolt itself lasted for just a few weeks, yet the event left an indelible impression upon common imagination as the most serious revolt that had occurred in medieval England. Thomas Walson, a medieval monk of St Albans, called it a great and unexpected calamity not experienced by previous ages. For contemporaries, the revolt was unprecedented and shocking. For historians, the causes and consequences of this tumult remain a matter of considerable debate. One of the questions, and for which there is still no clear answer, is what were the factors that caused the revolt? Was it merely a tax riot, fanned by anger against an expensive and unsuccessful war? Or were the roots longer term, perhaps in the catastrophe of the Black Death a few decades before? Or did they lie even further back, in a fundamental structural crisis at the heart of lord-peasant relations? To help answer this question, historians have looked a lot at the aims and makeup of the rebels, as well as the coherency of the uprising. And one other issue worth consideration is whether the revolt had any significant repercussions. At first glance, it was an abject failure. Yet it is possible that this event still had far-reaching consequences. I will talk a little about all these issues, but first I just want to say a little about what happened in those momentous days of 1381.